Hello, everyone, and welcome to my first podcast. I'm your hostess, Lori Burkett, and I'm coming to you today with stationery news. So, for those of you that are stationery addicts and like to keep up on what's happening in the stationery world, I've got some news stories for you. The first is there is an article out of Retail Insight Network about how W.H. Smith needs to make some changes. It says W.H. Smith must change its stationery strategy to retain its position as market leader. Apparently W.H. Smith is having some issues. They are getting compared to B&M and Home Bargains. Now, I don't know much about W.H. Smith. I just know that apparently they are going through kind of a competitor crisis right now. I believe they're a company that's located in the United Kingdom. So, then our next story is there's been several market reports released. This one is from Syston PR Newswire, and it's Global Stationery Product Industry Report. There's been three major areas that they have been talking about in these market reports about different trends and stuff. The big one that seems to be coming out, though, for the next year and going forward is that consumers seem to be wanting more products that are more functional rather than pretty and luxurious, yet at the same time they still want those products to be pretty and luxurious. So it looks like the market's tough to do. All right, next. This was reported in several places, but this one's from The Independent. So F1 Formula Racing is going head-to-head, toe-to-toe with stationery manufacturer 3M. Apparently, they've got an issue with a logo, and they're in a trademark row right now with 3M Stationery Company. More information on that next time. This next one is from Gifts and Decor, and apparently New York Now, winter of 2019 market, is welcoming the National Stationery Show. So apparently White Plains, New York, this is posted June 14th, says that the 2019 winter market will be the co-location of the National Stationery Show. Market will be held February 3rd through the 6th of 2019 in the Jacob K. Javis Convention Center in New York. Next up, from Dealer Support, we've got a rather sad state of affairs. This one was reported just a couple of hours ago. The organizers canceled the stationery show in Manchester in 2008. It says organizers have confirmed that stationery show Manchester 2018 will not be staged this year. A tough retail market, cautious buyers, and uncertain suppliers has led to the decision not to run what would have been just the second edition of the stationery show based in Manchester, aimed at attracting buyers from the Midlands and North. The organizing team, which also runs the London show, has decided to focus its efforts on the stationery show in London in 2019. They say, we feel the level of uncertainty in the market is too high to expect our exhibitors to risk supporting a new show. We appreciate the trust and support of those companies who had committed to supporting our Manchester show, and we will ensure all of them are recognized accordingly, said event manager Hazel Fieldwick. So, that's going to be frustrating for several people. Says there's also going to be a rebranding of the stationery show in London in 2019. It will take place at the Business Design Center in London on April 30th and May 1st. This will be the ninth year the London-based show has run. Back earlier this month, we had a scam. Oh yeah, stationery scam. Vigilance raids on Sangor traders. This is coming out of... Okay, I don't know where Sangor is. I should look that up. I'm guessing based on the names, this is located in India. But apparently, let's see if we can figure out the exchange for this, because Wow, that's a lot of money. Okay, so these guys were selling stationery that they never actually delivered, and they managed to scam $55,094.40. That's the equivalent of the Indian rupee that they stole in United States dollars. It's quite a bit of money for a stationery scam. Don't think it was worth it though, because they got arrested. So, and then the last but not least, there was a neat little video article out of the St. Louis Business Journal. Alexis Austin, who is a stationery designer, did a wonderful little video. Unfortunately, I can't give you guys an update as to what it included because St. Louis Business Journal has it locked to subscribers only. But Alexis Austin, wonderful designer, her stuff is gorgeous. She did just get done expanding into the Amazon marketplace. So if you are a subscriber to the St. Louis Business Journal, please go take a look at that one. Anyways, that's your guys' stationery news for June 19th, 2018. I don't know yet if I'm going to be doing these every day yet. I would like to, but for right now, we're just going to go week by week. So, see you guys later. Bye.